Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. I don't know why I stumbled on that. I mean, I say this every day, and I have said it every day for the last 40 years. With me, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive Late today from 4pm. Anyway, we begin with Chelsea, who have, of course, appointed former Spurs boss Mauricio Pochettino, or Mopo, as their new head coach. Dean Saunders has warned Mopo that he's walking into a chaotic and broken club. But first, his former Palace owner, Simon Jordan, who reaffirmed, I didn't even know what that means, his suggestion that Pochettino will make Chelsea contenders, but not winners.
News just into us here at TalkSport. Chelsea have confirmed Mauricio Pochettino as their new manager on a two-year deal with an option for a third.
Bowley has sat with these guys, given his experiences of the challenges he had with Tuchel and his attitude, which is probably manifesting itself again in Bayern Munich, because there's rumours going on about how long he's going to last there. And so with that in mind, Pochettino gives Bowley a feel that he's been close to winning in previous incarnations. He's won something at PSG, which, quite frankly, my Aunt Matilda could win. He brings a feeling that Bowley will be able to work with his fella. And I think that's the part that makes sense.
Yeah.
And the other part about making them contenders, he will categorically achieve it. But if we're going down the we're not screwing it about route and we're going to win, then I maintain that Pochettino is not the answer to the question.
They're completely broken. You know, like when you change your golf swing, total rebuild, they call it. I think the team needs a total rebuild. So you start off with the spine. As well as cutting the squad down, he's got to sign better players than they've got. I mean, they've had a chance. All of them have had a chance. Frank Lampard's been manager, Graham Potter. And you trace it back to when Abramovich left. Thomas Tuchel, good manager. It's the players, isn't it? For me, he's got Sterling, Reece James, Silva, Kante. You can start with that and build around it. Key players. But he definitely has to sign another centre-back, another midfield player, and two centre forwards, because you're looking at Sterling found himself out the England squad because he hasn't got a, who's he crossing it to? You know, if you've got a good like Haaland in the middle of the goal, he turns bad crosses into goals, so your assists go up. So I think not having a striker affects everyone in the team, but he has to build a spine and get going again. It's going to take him a while.
Now, the German media have reported that Declan Rice has spoken with Bayern Munich head coach Thomas Tuchel as they attempt to sign him this summer. German broadcaster Konstantin Elkner, is that how you say his name, producer Tom?
Eckner.
So I've got the first bit right?
Yeah.
We'll leave it in. He highlighted how much of a fan Tuchel is of the England midfielder.
The strength of the story is that Thomas Tuchel is a huge fan of Declan Rice, dating back to his time at Chelsea, and he had a couple of games against Declan Rice. He knows the player, and also in terms of Tuchel's tactical approach, because right now he plays with Joshua Kimmich as the holding midfielder, but Kimmich is more of an attacking-minded midfielder. So he likes to move down the field. He likes to move the ball also down the field. And sometimes he leaves too much space behind him. And Matthijs de Ligt, who is now the chief defender at Bayern, he doesn't always have the capabilities to just cover all the space in front of him. So what Tuchel wants is a strong holding midfielder, someone who can cover space behind Musiala, Thomas Müller. So these more the attacking players, the attacking midfielders. So that's the strength of the story.
Declan Rice is not going to Bayern Munich. He's going to go to one of the big clubs in England to try and win the Premier League with an English club. He's got no reason to go to Bayern Munich. No, he's not going to go to Bayern Munich. A fantastic indexing and a great bit of leverage for other football clubs in England to get their act together to pay the price that West Ham may want. But I'll be absolutely gobsmacked if an established England player that's perceived to be one of the best players in his position will be out of the Premier League playing in Germany in a league that's particularly dominated by one football club. Albeit, last week it could have been different.
Now, five people who broadcast Premier League matches illegally have been jailed for a total of more than 30 years. The individuals who ran three pirate streaming networks were found guilty of conspiracy to defraud, money laundering and contempt of court. Here's TalkSport's Charlotte Fisher with more on the story.
So the gang sold £10 a month subscriptions, which they claimed included Premier League games not available to watch live in the UK, but it also included films, TV series and so on. So just to put that into perspective, a subscription for Sky or BT often costs around £60 or £70 a month. So this was a heavily discounted price. Some of the names you might recognise, they traded under Flawless, Shared VPS and Optimal, and they made £7 million in just 5 years. It's thought to be the largest ever prosecution over illegal streaming devices, which are known as IPTV sticks, just like an Amazon Fire Stick. In a statement, the Premier League have said, while most Premier League fans enjoy watching our games in a safe way, those who were customers of these services were effectively supporting individuals involved in other sinister and dangerous organised crime. This was a hugely challenging case and we're extremely grateful for the hard work and expertise of the authorities who supported us.
Now, Josh Windass scored the winning goal in the League One playoff final with virtually the last kick of the game in extra time as Sheffield Wednesday beat 10-man Barnsley in a dramatic end to the season. We'll hear from Windass discussing manager Darren Moore in a sec, but first here's the club captain, Barry Bannon, already looking ahead to success next season. Oh, my legs are aching. Can you take me off the field with 3 minutes to go so I don't take a penalty? Bottler. I'm only joking. He's a brilliant player.
The most extraordinary playoff campaign in any club's individual history ends in success. Sheffield Wednesday, dead and buried after the first leg of the semi-finals, have won promotion.
We're a massive club. You can see that today with the Folion in the League One final. They turned out 45,000. You won't get that many places coming here. They could have sold out a bit more as well if they were given them. But we want to kick on, and you've seen that with Sunderland last season. They beat us in the semis, ended up getting promoted and hit the crossbar this season in the Championship. Similar size club here, so it's all about momentum and winning games. And I've spoke to the gaffer already about next season on the pitch, and he touched on it, like, let's go next season, momentum, and we go again. So we're looking to enjoy this moment, but come out next season and challenge.
I just want to just thank everybody at the football club, connected to the football club, because this achievement today has been done by everybody sticking together and us coming through the other side. And for the way the game to be won today in that sort of last kick of the game in extra time was remarkable.
What's he like? There's so much love for him in the world of football. Everybody we speak to talks about what a brilliant man he is. Tell me a little bit about what sort of a coach he is.
Aside from tactics and stuff, everybody knows he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Down to earth, can speak to him at any time. But as a coach, obviously, he's done brilliant at everywhere he's been. I think at West Brom he was flying. At Doncaster he was flying as well. And he came in, we've got 96 points. So he's not really done too much wrong in his managerial career so far. So, yeah, hopefully he can carry us going again next year and get as many points as we did this year.
Now, here's Laura Woods defending Sam Allardyce, or Big Sam, as I like to call him, after Simon Jordan said Big Sam, he likes to call him that as well, is not as good as he thinks.
I think Sam's worse than he's ever been. I think Sam buys into the mentality that he's Big Sam. I mean, I said it the other day on a show with him. I said to him, if someone asked me, would I employ Sam? I said, I have difficulty employing someone that actually refers to himself as Big Sam. I take that with a struggle. But if he goes down, because I think it's ridiculous to refer yourself as a moniker. Come on. You become a caricature of yourself, don't you?
I really like Big Sam, and I think he went in with four very difficult games, like four of almost the hardest games that you could have in the final four games of the season. And you're trying to keep a team up that have been short on confidence, short on goal, short on everything, letting goals in all season. I thought he got a tune out of them to some degree, but it was almost an impossible task, wasn't it? And I thought he also took the attention off that team for a little bit, which is probably what they needed. And maybe, I said it this morning, if it was Mourinho that came in and had that to say to the world's press, we'd probably laud him a little bit more, wouldn't we? But when it's someone like Big Sam that says it, we think, oh, what's he on about? But I enjoyed it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finished with Dean Saunders, who revealed that he was asked to pay for £9 for a Diet Coke.
Don't talk to me about Diet Coke. How much is a pint of Diet Coke?
It should be about £4.50.
That's as dear as it gets. Yeah. £4.50?
Probably.
Try £9 for a Diet Coke.
Do you want to say where? Or are you worried that you will
get sued? Have I got time to tell you what happened?
No. Right. You do later, though.
I just want to let the world go in pear shape. When you pay £9 for a Diet Coke, that means the world's finished. It's over.
Did you drink it?
No. Sent it back. I'm not paying £9. £8.80, £8.85 for a pint of Diet Coke.
Did you put a spoon, swirl it round, lose the fizz and then fizz and send it back and say it's flat?
I just said to the young lady that served me, I said to her, listen, I know it's not your fault, but is that the manageress there? And she went, yeah. I said, call her over, please. I just need to have a word with her.
Please.
She came over and she said, I said, listen, I'm not paying £9 for a Diet Coke. I am not paying £9. I don't care. And this fella come on my shoulder and went, Dean, I'll buy it for you.
No.
I went, no, thanks very much. But it's not the point. I'm not paying it out of principle. I'm not paying £9 for a Diet Coke. I don't care where it is. So, I mean, it's only going to get worse, isn't it?
So they took it back?
Yeah. And then the girl said to me, right, well, we're sorry. I said, would you pay £9 for a Diet Coke? I said, would you pay £9? She went, no. I went, well, take it back. I don't want it. Sorry.
That's where they make all their money, though, the markups from soft drinks.
Do you know what she said, though?
No.
Well, you can have it. I'm only going to throw it down the sink.
Oh.
I went, I don't want it. She went, no. I went, no, thanks, I don't want it. She went, go on, you can have it. She's putting me right under pressure. So another bloke come over then and said, what's the problem here then? I said, I'm not paying £9 for a Diet Coke. It turned into a major incident. I wish I'd just paid it in the end.
There were about six of them around you going...
Yeah, but £9 for a Diet Coke.
So you didn't even have it when it was for free?
No,
out of
principle, I am not accepting it off you.
She would have had to take that out of her wages, by the way.
She wouldn't have. Don't try and make me feel bad.
She might have done.
She wouldn't have.
Right, should we move on?
Yeah, go on.
I know it still hurts. I'm sorry. I'll get you a Diet Coke. Do you want a Diet Coke?
£9.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drafting Show at 4 p.m. today with Darren Bent. After us, a Seville against Roma in the Europa League final on TalkSport. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning. Do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.